Welcome to the RIMS 2010 Annual Conference and Exhibition Podcast Series. This episode features session LEG201, 50 Tips on Business Insurance Coverage That Every Risk Professional Needs to Know.
Hello, my name is Steve Brower. I'm a litigation partner with Buckalter Niemer in the Orange County, California office. I've been handling business insurance coverage matters for over 25 years in about 20 different states, in addition to handling litigation appeals on many other types of cases.
Hi, my name is Paul Vogelsang. I'm currently the Vice President of Risk Management with insurance, claims, placement responsibilities for the Anaheim Ducks hockey team and Honda Center, a public venue here in Orange County, California. I have over 20 years of experience in the insurance industry as both a risk manager and a licensed insurance broker.
Our session at the annual meeting in Boston is 50 tips on business insurance coverage that every risk professional wants to know.
Whether you're new to the industry or even if you have tons of experience, we promise that at least a few of our tips will change how you do your job as a risk manager. I met Steve at an earlier RIMS conference in San Diego when he gave an older version of this presentation, but I was impressed enough with the content that I agreed to participate with Steve in this updated version in Boston.
Some of our tips will be about buying insurance. For example, there are certain endorsements which you can almost always get, some of them for free, just by asking. We will be discussing at least four of those. And we will also talk about a type of coverage you need, but you might not even know whether or not you already have it.
Some of the tips are also about how to handle claims. For example, there are a lot of claims where you should let your broker assist you, but do you know which ones you should not send to your broker?
Here's an actual tip regarding brokers that you can use right now. Imagine that sometime in the future you have a dispute with one of your insurers about your coverage. You will obviously need information from your broker about the original purchase negotiations and what was promised by the insurer. But how do you get that information if you changed brokers since the time the policy was purchased? In my experience with litigation, when you request information from your file, they will usually refer you to their legal department, and the legal department will refuse to provide the information without a subpoena. There's a much simpler solution. Today, right now, while you're still best friends with your broker, add a clause to your broker services agreement that says something like, quote, if we ever request information from our file, even if it is after this agreement is terminated, you agree to share that information with us, end quote. That can save you thousands of dollars in legal fees.
That's good advice, Steve. As a risk manager, even though I try to avoid litigation with our insurance companies, I always need to be prepared for that possibility. Steve has some really great stories about cases he's actually handled, which makes the program a lot more interesting.
The program materials are over 75 pages long, with even more tips than we'll have time to present, and with citations to legal cases which support our suggestions. Please mark your calendar right now to join us on Wednesday, April 28th in Boston, from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. for a great program.
Thank you for listening. You can learn more at www.rims.org/RIMS2010.